2 blocks out from us.
Because sometimes you really are never far from the ones you love. What happens when you go back to a place you thought was your home, only to find it profoundly different? That's the subject explored in Puerto Rican indie pop duo Busca Bulla's debut album. It's called Regresa. Hurricanes Irma and Maria devastated Puerto Rico in 2017, and so husband and wife Luis Alfredo del Valle and Raquel Berríos decided to leave New York and go back to where they were born. It was an emotional journey, which they also chronicled for an upcoming mini-documentary. Raquel Berríos and Luis Alfredo del Valle join me now from their home in Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. Welcome!
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Raquel, you both met and started your band in New York. So tell us why you decided to go back to Puerto Rico.
Coming back to Puerto Rico was sort of something that was always in the back of my mind. And funny thing is that when I met Luis, it was sort of something that he kind of dreamt about as well. So I always sort of felt incomplete in New York, even though we had a beautiful community and we were thriving with our careers and with our music. But I don't know, Puerto Rico has something, and you probably know it if you know a Puerto Rican, like there's something about this island that really kind of calls you. And our daughter was born in 2014, and that only made the feeling stronger.
Yeah. Luis, you were both born in Puerto Rico, but eventually, as we mentioned, moved to New York. So when you came back, did it still feel like home?
Yeah, you know, home is a complicated concept.
It is.
You know, I think in your head, a lot of what you conceive of as home is maybe tied to your upbringing and your childhood and all this stuff. And I mean, a lot of the people that we knew and loved and are our friends have moved out. And even close family doesn't live here anymore. A lot of our own close family has moved out. And to me, it does feel in that way different.
You both recorded this album as you helped and watched the island heal from the hurricanes. And you can really hear the heartache in some of the songs, like Mio. Let's take a listen. No puede ser. Tell me about this song.
I mean, Mio is kind of feeling a bit frustrated. You know, we kind of rent our house and we dream with one day kind of like buying land. And, you know, when we were starting to see a lot of wealthy people coming to the island and buying land and locals leaving, and it was a really deep sense of frustration for me. And that's definitely something that I had never really seen. And owning something can be also, you know, it doesn't have to be something physical. It can also mean about just taking ownership of this place and responsibility. But that's kind of what the song is about, really.
Luis, Busca Bulla means troublemaker in English. Explain the genesis of that.
I mean, Busca Bulla was a project that essentially, I think, just came out of Raquel's mind. But it's a Puerto Rican slang word, and I think it's appropriate in an interesting way because it has a double meaning. You could see, you know, bulla in Spanish can be like a ruckus, like a good time, or it can be a fight, you know? So you could be looking for either trouble or reconciliation, or you know what I mean? Or you could be looking for two opposite things, you know?
Raquel, how has coming back to Puerto Rico sort of changed the sound?
I would say that it's maybe broadened and evolved. I like how when we first got here, we just wanted to try really, really different things. And I think that maybe it was a reflection of sort of that we were kind of out of our comfort zone and that we were really trying to kind of like fit in. And then I think as time passed by, just coming home maybe has made us a little bit more wanting to be more bold. We're trying to make like a stronger statement. Like before we used to kind of drown my voice more in reverb, and now like I wanted my voice to be a little bit more think I wanted to kind of like show more of my emotion maybe that I had ever before.
Luis, you both have a mini documentary coming out, also called Regresa, and it documents the journey back to Puerto Rico. What was it about this journey that you didn't expect to learn?
I think that perhaps coming back was, in a way, one of those curious reality checks where we felt the complexity, we felt isolation, we felt detachment from the concept that we had in our mind before going there. You know, nothing is perfect. Nothing is going to be 110% happiness all the time. It is sort of within you, you know, but there is something meaningful to coming back to the place that sort of made you, you know.
I've been asking musicians sort of when I interview them at this time, what is inspiring you? What is grounding you? Is there a particular song that you think we should hear that will help us at this time?
I don't know. I've been super into this Jose Feliciano song called Salud.
Salud, salud, cariño. Porque mañana siempre exista la alegría.
There's something about the song. I mean, the funny thing is the song seems like it's it's referring to kind of his, I don't know if it's his wife or his lover, and he's just wishing her health, you know, throughout her life. And the song reminds me that it's just the most essential thing. It's nothing else is essential at all. And I love the idea that he's sort of wishing health on someone, and I kind of just want to dedicate that song to everyone or something. It's the one that really touches me right now.
Salud, salud, cariño. Salud, querida.
Raquel Berríos and Luis Alfredo del Valle are Busca Bulla. Their new album is Regresa. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I hope you guys stay healthy and safe.